As the Lord may be pleased to help me, I would seek to direct your attention to the 16th chapter of Acts and the 17th verse. Acts chapter 16, reading verse 17. The same followed Paul and us, and cried, saying, "These men are the servants of the Most High God, which show unto us the way of salvation." The same followed Paul and us, and cried, saying, is the last part of this verse. I feel inclined to speak from this morning. The way of salvation. But we would just notice that this poor woman, she was possessed of a devil. And what she was saying, though it was absolutely true, she said it with scorn. She said it with derision. She said it indeed with a bad spirit. Just like the children of Israel did when they came out of the Egypt and complained with God's provision. But they said, we have nothing but this manna. Friends, it was true. It was true. But the spirit that it was said was wrong. So we very need, to examine ourselves in the light of God's most holy word, to examine whether our spirit is wrong, whether we preach the gospel or whether we be listeners to it. Oh, I say, speak the way of salvation. Now, it also shows to us how close we can come to listening to the word of God and even recognizing that those that preach the gospel are the servants of the Lord. But they neither like the men that preach it, nor they like the gospel that is preached. And this woman who had this power some way or another to tell people their fortunes and to disclose mysteries to them, she was indeed under the spell of other people who were making gain out of her. I say again, how we need in this day and age to watch lest we lest men are making a gain out of our evilness and our bad spirit, setting us up as their mouthpiece and even using such language as the way of salvation. I was very much indeed impressed by the editor's New Year's address, where he spoke of the great need of discernment. There are two kinds of discernment we know, friend. There is natural discernment, grown by natural intellect and observation. But my friend, there's another discernment, and that is spiritual. That is spiritual. One, my friend, will act contrary to its nature. But that which is spiritual will only act according to his nature. And may this be some indicator to you and me whether our discernment is correct and right, whether we be simply taggers on, I might put it, behind other people, using them, and though they may be evil. To me, this is a most solemn matter, and a matter that is most apparent in the day in which we live. But friends, that will not help us, will it? But I just look at this word a little further, because in verse 18 we read, "And this did she many days. But Paul, being grieved, turned and said to the Spirit, I command thee in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her. And he came out the same hour." And not only that, you see, she was of no use to those who would take advantage of her. Great mercy, isn't it? Indeed, when we fall out of favour with those that are evil and sinister, those that are not real, those indeed whose religion is all in their head. They know nothing of the way of salvation themselves. But friends, this dear woman, the Lord did bring her to know the way of salvation. Therefore, with these few thoughts this morning as our background, I would seek to move forward to speak of the truth, the way of salvation. Some might think, first of all, I ought to lay down the basis of salvation and what salvation is. But no, but first of all, I would like to look at it in the light of the verse. Do we know the way of salvation? Do we indeed just speak as what flows into our head and observation? Do we speak of the way of salvation as ridiculing it and mocking it? We're not ignorant, are we, of the mockery in the days in which we live? A few years back now, I was in the company of two ministers, or so called, and they did nothing else but mock the humble and simple preacher. And when I withdrew from the meeting, and they went away too, they said, it's good to feel fellowship one with the other. And I said this, well, if you felt fellowship, I didn't. Could I humbly hope my fellowship is with those poor souls you have been ridiculing and mocking? I say, where do we stand? Have we altered? Have we gone back? Or do we change in our outlook and our thoughts? Friend, the way of salvation is a way that is consistently the same. It's unchangeable. It's never, never been any different. The way of salvation. and listen, the whole preaching of the gospel is not to please men's mind and tickle their fancy. It indeed is to declare the whole counsel of God. Now, do we know personally that we are standing in need of salvation? Salvation. Are we amongst those who truly seek the way of salvation? Do we know this, that this salvation is free? It's not to be bought or obtained by man's merits or ability. Oh no. It's not to be attained by simply studying theology or yet church history. We stand indeed on an uncertain foundation if our foundation is there. What do we know of these things? The way of salvation. I won't pursue on that point any longer. Trusting, friends, those that have ears to hear might hear what the Spirit says unto the churches, the way of salvation. Now, there is much in this chapter which helps us to understand the way of salvation. And do we feel akin with those characters? The way of salvation. But just prior to this, we read of Lydia. Many might think that Lydia was a Christian. And before Paul came to Macedonia, to my mind, it doesn't lend itself for us to think that. She prayed, but who she prayed to, I don't know. But religion of any sort was unacceptable at Philippi. What was acceptable at Philippi? Friend, it was a city of great business, where ships came in and ships went out. It was a good central port for trading. And you know, religion of any sort won't mix with that, really. It'll get in the way. But when a religion, friend, condemns the evil practices in the trading in this world, then indeed, I don't suppose that even the riverside would be allotted them. That is my own adjective. But the way of salvation, Paul went to them and he preached Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ, my friends. For we read, and the Lord that they heard Paul speaking there, and they attended to the things spoken. Therefore, I say, negligence to the things spoken by those who are sent of God is a serious matter. It is a turning away from the way of salvation. Why, I remember the time when I was verily, verily guilty of this, and going to sleep in chapel, making myself comfortable, setting my heart and mind to think other things on other things, to pass the time away, was the way I spent in the house of God until the Lord came. And what? I trust he came and opened my heart to attend unto the things spoken. The way of salvation then must surely begin by the power and work of the Holy Spirit, and that will be a need to open our hearts that we might attend to the things spoken. I say, oh, solemn that is if we think that we can delay listening and put it off to some further date before we attend to those things. Friend, nothing else but short of the Holy Spirit would open our heart, change the will, and turn our feet to Zion's hill, the way of salvation. The way of salvation to Lydia, to the jailer, and so on, was so important to them after that. Friends, they did not become a popular people, an acceptable people. I fear this. So often religion amounts to this. What are other people saying and thinking about me? There is a very solemn statement on my part, but it is obvious from time to time, not only in the pew, but in the pulpit too. Friend, the way of salvation, it never alters, it never changes. God, my friend, will only look with his approbation and blessing upon the way of salvation, not other people's versions or modification of it. It is not then what people might say or think of us. No, it is how God does see us. Friends, and he opens the heart, does he not? And what does he discover there? As the Lord opened thy heart, and has he thus revealed to you what is in your heart? Is there anything good there? Is there anything acceptable there? Is there anything there that God indeed will receive of your hand? No, my friend. Why doth then the Lord open our hearts that he might show us the way of salvation? That he might show to us that all we formerly had and have been dear to us, it must be done away with. We must be delivered from. Though it may have had excessive power over us in the past, like those men who made gain out of this poor maniac woman. Friend, I say, are we one whit better? Are we in a stronger position than her? No, I do not believe that to be so. The way of salvation. All man, that of every man and woman and child that is found in the world today, they need the way of salvation. And do notice this, that it is a way. In other words, it is from our present situation to a place of far better joys. It is indeed a place, it is from death unto life, the way of salvation. That instead of hating and resisting the Lord Jesus Christ, oh, is there not a cry that goes forth from that heart that is opened. Be not silent unto me, lest I become like those that go down into the pit. Friend, the way of salvation, it can be put in another way, which your children might indeed not understand. And it's called regeneration. Regeneration. In other words, beginning again. Jesus indeed spoke to Nicodemus that came to him by night of the way of salvation. It's beginning, friend. Ye must be born again. And what did that man say? After all, he was indeed a man of great authority in the religious church at Jerusalem. Now surely he should know all about it. Friend, it doesn't matter who we are, how high we aspire, if we do not know the way of salvation as Jesus taught it, then indeed we are of all men most miserable. We may often hear the opinion and voice spoken of the archbishops and bishops of the Church of England today, which is called the National Church. Not that we believe in a national church as any, as the king or queen being the figurehead of it. But my friend, the way of salvation is this, that Jesus Christ is the head of the church, is one church. It will be to him all the honour and the glory will be ascribed in the final completion of his church. He will ever be the foundation of the church and the chief cornerstone. In other words, friend, everything relies upon Jesus Christ as our federal head, not man. Oh, I say, therefore, how men can be completely deceived, dwell and live in ignorance, and yet look with disdain, oh, upon such poor nonconformists as we. Yes, the way of salvation. Now, I have just used a word as the nonconformist. Does that mean to say all nonconformists know the way? No. Alas, it does not. We can have just as much formality in being a nonconformist as not being a nonconformist. But oh, if we take the true sense of the original word, being a nonconformist, where I say, the way of salvation is now no longer to conform to the will and mind of man, but only to the Lord Jesus Christ, and to him and him alone. Friend, I'm persuaded of this. If we are to get to heaven at last, as a lot of us has got to go, yea, all of it, which is of sin, born in sin, and shapen in iniquity, and in sin did our mothers conceive us. So Jesus says, ye must be born again. How can these things be? Why, my friend, it is the Spirit that quickeneth, the flesh it profiteth nothing. Friend, without the work of the Spirit, what a sad place we are in. My friends, what a sad place we shall be found in. You say, well, the minister buried that man in a sure and certain hope. But friends, that was his, may have been his opinion. But was it the way of salvation? I must not give examples, but I did hear a man buried one day when the minister said he was no hypocrite. He was no hypocrite, but nevertheless, though an old man and on the verge of eternity, he told me with his own lips he sooner stay at home and have the television on and the service on that rather than go into the house of God. Friend, it's a solemn matter, isn't it? The way of salvation is not a way that is devised by man. Jesus Christ has said, love not the world, neither the things of the world. But the point that I was making, it will make no difference whatsoever what the minister says when you come down to die, if it's not consistent and true with your character and God's dealings with you. It will make no difference whatsoever. Oh no, because my friends, the way of salvation is the way in which the Lord brings us to know him, to be life eternal. The way of salvation, I believe with my whole heart in election and in predestination. That is, that God did choose his people from the foundations of the world, even before we were born. And he knew that we would be born in sin and shapen in iniquity. And that to be saved, the way of salvation, we must be brought to know Jesus Christ, which is life eternal. Friend, so some people might say, oh well, if it's election and predestination and nothing can be done of yourself, it doesn't matter how I live. I believe, my friend, in that spirit, you're in absolute contempt of the sovereignty and the holiness of God. And rest assured of this, or that his smile is not upon you, but he frown. And therefore, for that soul, him there must be a vital and needful change to be saved. Friend, oh, let us not tuck ourselves up in a comfortable attitude as to have no concern whatsoever. But oh, as the hymn writer puts it, how stands the case? My soul with thee, is thy credentials clear? Friend, the way of salvation, as God in his infinite mercy brought us there to the way of salvation. We need to look just a little bit at the direction of this way. Friends, it is the way which leads from ruin, the way which leads from banishment, but leads us, my friend, to heaven at last. This is the way of salvation. coming to this point, the great need of conviction of sin. How can we seek the way of salvation if we are happy in living in sin? The word sin covers a multitude of conditions. Sin, my friend, is the love of the world, and it can be summed up by those words in Scripture. The love of money is the root of all evil. Oh, may God then, in his infinite mercy, save us from the love of money. Yes, the way of salvation. That love must be broken off. Be broken off. What motivates you in what you're doing, what you are planning? Does it not deeply involve the love of money? What is the way of thinking, the way you're designing, the way you'll have to obtain the love of money? And where does it put the fear of God? Where does it put your religion? Where does it put your time for reading the Word of God and setting aside a time for prayer and supplication? I say, what is it your waking hours during the night? Is it for the things you can obtain in this world, yea, and the love of money? Or is the way of salvation that humble seeking God by prayer, that he will have mercy upon your soul and all grant to you the endless blessings of his saving love by his precious blood that was shed upon Calvary? The way of salvation, friends, surely then is a matter of great importance to us if we would but hear it and understand it. Oh, the way of salvation. My friend, God sent Paul and his brethren to Philippi, and he didn't send them for no purpose at all. It was that the sinners might know the way of salvation. We might indeed look upon these things, be interested in them historically, but have no interest ourselves in that wondrous salvation. I say, what will it avail in the day of judgment, to which we all must come, to say, I was very interested in all the history of the Word of God and church history. Shall we not then expect to hear Almighty God say, depart from me, ye cursed, I never knew you. You had no interest, no desire in the way of salvation. You had no love to the Lord Jesus Christ. The love of the world being uppermost in our hearts. Oh, I say, even in the house of God, oh, we see it today. What do we see of the way of salvation? My friend, a social background often may seem to hold the people together. But my friend, is that the way of salvation? Is Jesus Christ there? Or there is the extreme approach to matters, where you turn on your heel, go out of the house of God and walk away looking very pious. Is that the way of salvation? Get beyond the precincts of the place of worship. Get beyond, indeed, the dwellings of the Lord's people. How does your life change? How does it alter then? When you become, indeed, involved in the world, I say, what is thy approach there? Or are you amongst those who say, when you're in Rome, you do as Rome does, and so on? Friend, oh, we know what they mean by that, but listen, wherever we are, wherever we stand, the eye of Almighty God is upon us, friend. Oh, may he then put us in the way of salvation. Well, time has gone, but as the Lord might help me, I do seek to speak on the other side of the matter this afternoon. It must be the way of salvation. Friend, it must flow from him. It must be given of him. We can do nothing of ourselves. The way of salvation is in Jesus Christ and him alone. Let me close with the words that are found in John, which I often quote: God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten Son into the world, that whosoever should believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Amen.